reporting live from the Alpha Chi Omega House, Alpha Kappa Chapter in Eugene, Oregon. This is episode 72 of the Summer of Miles podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr.
Sandy Roberts.
We have had our coffee. It is about 7:35 here, and we're back on the grind. And we are, I know, a few days late on delivering this podcast, but we have a great guest today. Give us a little preview, Sandy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, Pat, this is actually my first time in Eugene, and man, it has been so fun. I know you've been hounding me to get out here, and it's been great. This is a special place, and anyone who's into track or cares remotely about the sport, this is the place to be. This is the Mecca. This is the place to come pay homage on so many levels. So it has been fun to be here. That said, I am excited today, Pat, because here in a little bit, we will be having NC State Wolfpack's very own Hannah Steelman, who, if you know anything, if you've been following the news at all, has just signed a professional running contract with On Athletic Brand, with the On Athletic Club. And we're
not excited. Necessarily the On Athletics Club.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
She will be doing athletics with On.
Correct.
She won't be necessarily the club. Yeah. That's a good point. There's some clarification there. Thanks for that, Pat. But anyhow, excited to have her on, and we'll hear a little bit about her story and kind of where she started, obviously getting NC State, and then who she'll be running with now. So very excited about that here shortly.
Definitely. We'll get to some more Eugene stuff in a second, but we definitely wanted to give you some pop-up miles updates too.
Yes.
So because we have some news on that front. First off, let's talk about last week. Yeah. Week three, beautiful day.
Dew point very low. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, that track is just, it's got some nice shade to it. And with some nice weather, I think it yields itself for some fast times.
It really does. Yeah, it's awesome being over there at Williams Stadium. Beautiful spot. It's been great having a consistent place this year. Thanks, everybody, for not bringing their dogs out so that we can continue to have this. We do want to echo, we love dogs, but we also like putting on pop-up miles. So,
totally.
Hey, have fun with your dog before and after.
That's right. And there's a lot of obviously great places to take them down, Lake Johnson, around the backside there. But we did have being the third week, technically the last week before our Sir Walter Mahler pop-up qualifier championship, we had some fast times.
We did. Looking at that mile, Drew Topley again, 422. Ethan Gallagher, 422. Travis Prejean, 424. Bryce McAndrew, 426. Jordan Schlipp, 429. Ryan Mills, 429. That is six guys under 530 or 430 at a pop-up mile.
Gotta love it.
You gotta love it.
The talent. We got some talent here in the triangle. And Pat, you got the results in front of you there, but yeah. Who was the first female?
Yes. We talked about her a lot last week. She's moved her way up through the field. Started in the over 530.
There we
race.
Go. Jackie Shane.
Yeah, 514. She just keeps getting a little bit faster every week.
So. Yeah, there we go, Jackie. Way to go.
I know nice job, Jackie, yep. On the win. Yeah, Alice Cassins was second, 536. And Kajal Parmar, 541, was third.
Nice.
So
obviously, we said it before, but the Triangle Cross Country / Without Limits crew continues to come out. Always fun to have some youngsters out there running yeah. well. And then obviously we did the 800s, which was a yeah. lot of fun. And I think who took the dub in that, Pat?
Dylan Buffington, sub 2.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, he rebounded after a little slower mile last week. Ran 159. Drew Topley bounced back, ran a 201. Eric Maylott and Nick Yeager ran 205. And then we had our first female,
the one and only Meg Manzi.
That's right. 208.
Former NC State alum coming by way of Virginia. Also ran for Hoka, and now her and her husband are here, and she's starting to train again. And I'm looking forward to watching her run in the Sir Walter Qualifier Championship next week.
Yes, we'll get to that in a second. Let's talk about the last two. Alex Cassin's doubled back in 230, mm-hmm. and Cindy Peter Freeman ran 238. So a lot of fun out there, of
That's
course.
Right.
We had the 4x4, had both my daughters out there. They were enjoying themselves for the most part.
Yeah.
I did do a quick diaper change in between races. So.
You did. I thought you might throw them in a 4x4.
Lucy, I think, is ready. She really took it in. She's 5. Yeah. And Annie's only 2. So give her a couple of years. She's still just trying to find Cheetos and just,
She ate one and then offered me that one.
She's bad about that.
Yeah.
but let's talk about this next week. So I know we've been kind of in and out about what the plans are. So what we're going to do Tuesday, we're back at Williams Stadium.
That's right.
We're going to do the over 530 mile, the under 530 mile at 7, just like we always do. Then we're going to have an open track. So if you want to do a workout, whatever, if you want to jog around, if you want to go home, that's fine. All the times that you've run so far, those will be qualifiers for the final. But anybody else that runs underneath those benchmarks, you're into. So we will set those. We'll post those. But yeah, track will be open from 6 to 8. So as long as you're not interfering with the races during that 20-minute period, do a workout. Enjoy an awesome track in Raleigh, courtesy of Sir Walter Running.
There we go. Yeah, that'd be great. So come on out. Obviously fun to hang out. And maybe Sammy's after. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be a great time to go to Sammy's. We've been up there a few times. But speaking of Sammy's, the dream of the Pop-Up Miles 2022 season is not over. What do we have to close out the year?
That is right. Friday, July the 1st, that is less than a week from today, we will be at Meredith College for, I keep saying it, it's kind of long drawn out, but the Sir Walter Qualifier Championship. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be where, as you guys know, we will have an open mile just as a way to, you know, invite any and all. But then we will have the men and women's championship, which of course the winner of each, one male, one female, will get a spot on the line at the Sir Walter Miler. Yep. August 5th.
Assuming they've hit the time standards.
That's right. And yes. So we're very excited. I know that the field is assembled on both sides. I don't know all the men. I know the females, you know, obviously Megan Manzi from Raleigh will be, you know, a heavy favorite, but that's going to be an exciting night. But the big news again, Pat, as you said, is the fact that we'll be back at Meredith, which has been a great host for us for many years for the Miler itself. I appreciate Field Miller, who is the head cross country and track and field coach, allowing us, of course, to be there, along with the athletic director, Jackie Myers. And so we really do appreciate them allowing us to come on campus. But it's going to be a great night, and I'm looking forward to being there. Of course, that sets us up so nice to go to Raleigh Brewing after the fact. Yeah. But Pat, do you have times?
Similar schedule to what we've been doing. The open mile will be at 7. That's going to kick us off. That is a big race. I think last year there was like 100 people in it. So.
Yikes. Okay.
Good times. If it seems like way too many, maybe we'll add another section. But open mile will be first, women's championship at 7:10, men's championship 7:20. Then we'll do a 4x4, and then, yeah, head over to Raleigh Brewing. It's Friday night. You know how we do it.
Kick off the July 4th weekend with us and the Sir Walter crew as we don the champion who will be getting a chance to run, you know, ideally in the miler about a month from then. So very excited night. Please come out and join. If nothing else, come out and support. It'll be fun. We're going to have some folks coming in from out of town. And we got to kind of bring, it's kind of our initial, you know, kind of, you know, hey, we're a month out. Sir Walter Miler is close. And so let's come out and make some noise and get ready for the big thing.
Yeah. And we're in that zone. We'll kind of launch into some of the Eugene talk. But yeah, we can't mention it yet, but we have our announcer for this year. You guys are going to know who it is. It's a great name. Unfortunately, Carrie Tollefson had previous plans, so she can't do it. But we have a great fill-in for this year that... Yeah, we're really excited about, you know, this was kind of off our radar, but we were approached by somebody who really wanted to do it, who is a mainstay in televised track and field. And, yeah. And so we'll be announcing that soon. And, you know, as we speak this morning, we're on the morning of what will be the 1500 finals this afternoon.
That's going to be fascinating.
So Sandy and I will try not to enjoy some West Coast lagers and IPAs and offer everybody in the field. But we're excited to see some of these athletes that we know, some that we don't, but we want to see them all perform well. A lot of previous Sir Walter people here in Eugene doing well, but we're excited to start putting our field together. So,
Pat, I liked your idea last night, you know, about every fourth place finisher gets an automatic bid to Sir Walter for the men and women's 15.
We said basically 800 to 5K. If you come in fourth, you get to run the Sir Walter Miler automatically if you want to. You're not forced to, but we think all major press outlets, including NBC, who's covering this, should mention this on the broadcast.
Totally.
For sure.
This is definitely a nice consolation prize.
It is.
And
yeah.
I think people need to know about
it. You won't get to come back to Eugene in a month unless somebody, you know, breaks a leg or something or gets convicted of doping or something like that. But we will have a nice spot on the line for you in Raleigh.
That's right.
Some of you listeners might be hosting this person, so... Yeah. Hey, they'll be crying tonight, but not circa August 5th.
So what we're saying is if you see, when you see who comes in fourth, blow up their socials with...
Yes, that's so a good idea.
So
that's
excited to have you in Raleigh.
Yeah.
No, but it's been great. I know, Pat, a couple things we've done here. Tracktown Pizza, which was a lot of fun. Went to Priest Rock, pay homage up there, where the late Steve Prefontaine tragically passed away in 1975. 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long time. Obviously, the new and improved Hayward Field is something to behold. It really is one of the nicest stadiums I've ever been in, you know, really any sport involved, or any sport included. And then, of course, just being able to run, have some great runs on, you know, Priest Trail and then Amazon Park. I feel like we've really taken in, you know, taken in the Eugene track culture vibes. And then, of course, you know, we have finished both nights at the Wild Duck, which I know mm-hmm. stories abound, and it's been fun to be at the location of so many great celebrations.
Yeah, it really is kind of part of the drill here. You know, we're here with a bunch of, we have a great crew from Raleigh.
That so we do. Yeah.
Kind of shout out Jeff Karen, Kylie McCarthy, Alan Freeman.
Justin Kearney.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really fun having a lot of people with us and then seeing, you know, all our friends from all over the country who are at these events. But, you know, Sandy mentioned it. Right now, this morning, we walked out to get coffee and it's like 50 degrees.
Oh, I mean, we were, you know, both in a little, you know, pullover. I'm going to tell you what, the weather is, and it just, it's going to be a rude awakening heading back to Raleigh and hopping off that plane and just getting hit in the face with that humidity. But yeah, it's been great. Morning runs have been a blast, and really do appreciate Emily Pritt with the Bowerman Track Club for allowing you and I to stay at their house, which mm-hmm. which is also a sorority house.
Here. Yeah, and that's what we did yesterday morning. Bowerman put on a run from their house. We did, you know, Sandy went and ran over at South Eugene High, did a little track workout, but he ran the first few miles with us down onto the Amazon Trail.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful morning. You know, they had Kodiak cakes for us when we got back, had some bananas and strawberries on there. Awesome. This morning, we're going to the Under Armour run with the New Gen guys and the Two Black Runners podcast. That's going to be a blast. That's at the same place. Some of you old heads will remember the Brooks Flow Track days, the 2012, like 100-plus person runs. And then tomorrow we're going to the Sidious Mag 10-man group run. So yeah, if you're a runner, I mean, you've got to do this trip. It's hard for me to believe that Sandy's never done it before, but he's seeing all the things now that why Eugene is special during an event like this.
There is no doubt. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. And obviously it's good to have the context of Pat being able to run it back. You know, Pat, you've been doing this Eugene trip for a number of events, not just, you know, the U.S. Nationals, but pre and then trials, what, for the past 10 years?
The first event I came out here was pre-classic in 2011. So
it has been over 10 years.
Yeah, it's been over 10
years
now.
Over a decade of Eugene.
I try to get out here at least once a year, maybe a few years off, but then, you know, my good buddy from Charlotte, Scott Williams, lives out here, so one of the off years I got to come to his wedding, and it was fun to see it from that kind of perspective too. But hey, in the middle of the summer in Raleigh, we love it, but having a little reprieve in the Pacific Northwest where it's a little cooler temps is very nice. Oh. You know, we learned the first day at the meet, we're there in just like shorts and just like a t-shirt, polo, whatever. It starts getting cool. So we found ourselves having to go buy pullovers at the meet. and it was, hey, first person buys one, second person can't get the same one. So
get them quick.
Yeah, so it has been a beautiful trip. And today is going to be a lot of exciting action. And we'll certainly try to report back. I know we promised you guys some videos. We're going to try to do a little bit more of those. Maybe Sandy and I will drop something from the duck later because it's going to be wild tonight. I mean,
I am truly not prepared.
Yeah, I know. The good news is we've been pacing ourselves well for a few days. We're full of energy. It hasn't been too wild yet, but it starts getting through finals and the energy goes up.
Okay.
And, you know, we've had some good times at Agate Alley, one of our favorite spots.
Yeah, it's
had some Montucky cold snacks.
That's right.
I mean, Montucky cold snacks. If you are listening right now,
yeah, they're not.
Please send your beers to North Carolina. It's a 275 tall boy of a 4% lager. I mean,
from the state of Montana.
From the state of Montana. I mean, it is a good time. Keeps you right on pace. Where else have we been, Sandy? It's been good.
Oh gosh. I think those are the main, those are the two places. I mean, obviously I mentioned we had Tracktown Pizza, which was phenomenal.
I took Sandy to Hirons yesterday to see the majestic store of stuff that Hirons is.
That's a special place. those are the main things we've hit. I'm trying to think before we leave, definitely want to hit a few more runs on Priest Trail. That's one thing, you know, one thing I think what we've realized that Raleigh is missing.
Yes.
It almost has everything else, but we need like the Lake Johnston Woodchip 1000 is great for working out, but it's an out and back situation. You cannot actually
1,000 meters. We need
you can't
more.
Really log miles on that. So it would be awesome to have some sort of elongated, you know, packed woodchip trail that you could actually get some miles on. You know,
it could be done at Dick's too, especially once they start like breaking up the asphalt.
Yes.
You do it with very little kind of street crossings. I always remember coming here, one of these things that I've been to where I was injured. I couldn't run at all. But this wood chip trail is like a foot deep of bark. And it's just so spongy. You could run like 50 miles a week and not even notice it.
Yeah. Oh, so. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, that was right when we got here. Pat was like, yep, throw on the shoes. We're going to Priest. And I think that's a nice 4 mile loop. Maybe we don't get that, but maybe like Amazon Park, you can get a 1,000 meters or more
right
on the wood chip. And it's like, man, that would be incredible to be able to kind of have that. So we're going to talk to the Raleigh Parks and Rec, Dick's Conservancy, and we're going to make that happen.
Make it happen, guys. Come on. If you can do anything.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for now. We're going to check in later. If you're not following Sir Walter Running on YouTube, be on the lookout. We're going to post a few videos up there. And next up's the interview.
Yeah, can't wait. Hannah, so pumped to have you here.
All right, here we go. All right, we're excited today to welcome On Running's newest signing, Raleigh local-ish runner. We'll claim her.
We will.
Hannah Steelman, welcome to the Summer of Miles.
Hello. Thank you. I'll claim Raleigh as well. I've been all over the map, but Raleigh's my favorite for sure.
Good. Ooh. We're going to claim you. We're very pro North Carolina, but we know you've been all over the place, and we want to get into that soon enough. But people are listening here. They want to know why On, why now. Tell us kind of how you came to this decision and kind of what's looking your future now.
Yeah, you know, to be like completely honest, I feel like out of my options, On excited me the most. I was fortunate to have more than just that offer. And when I pieced together like everything, you know, my goals for the future and like everything that I want to accomplish, and then also just like how I want to do that, On seemed like the best fit. And they also just like, I got this vibe that they are super like dialed into like innovation and excellence, but also just like who you are as a person more than just an athlete. And I was just when I met people on the team, like both like literally and then also just like on the On Running team, I really liked them and everything they had to say, and I felt very wanted by them, and so it excited me to join.
That's awesome. Well, Hannah, take us back for a second, just kind of like, obviously, let's talk about this season. You finished really strong. I know kind of some ups and downs with some injury, but talk to us about this kind of past season with getting to this point with On.
Yeah. So this is the first podcast interview thing I've done since my injury, because like, I really didn't want during the comeback process, like I was really just like focused on like coming back, and I really didn't want to like keep being reminded of the injury / like dwell on it. And like all my time and energy I wanted to go towards like the comeback process. So I can finally like talk about that a bit. But like you said, like lots of ups and downs. Unfortunately, I feel like more downs this year than ups, but the ups were like so great. Like the highs were so great that the lows, like they're totally outweighed by the highs, which I'm, you know, really glad that that's the case. I just feel like anyone that's like an athlete or runner in general, if you've experienced like a nagging injury, you understand like how like up and down that can be like with your emotional state. Because like one day you can be feeling super good and like healed, but then the next day, like you can feel like you took 10 steps backwards and you're just like, it's so confusing and it really does toy with your emotions. But fortunately I was able to get to a point where I was fit enough to qualify for nationals. And I think really that was just the goal this year, was to make it there, but then also just like do whatever I could to get enough fitness to do as well as I could there. And it wasn't exactly like the fairy tale ending that we all want at the end of our collegiate career. But I think with my circumstances, like it was just really special to me to make it there and then be there with four other teammates just in the 5K alone. And then like we had a big squad otherwise in other events. And then like, I think something that has stood out in my career personally is I'm just like super consistent. Like I've made national meets consistently throughout my 5 years. And I think that's something that pro coaches and companies noticed. And also I think they just like saw my grit to like not only like get to those national meets and do well there, but also just like to get back from this injury that was just like super, like the timing was super unfortunate for me in my career. And yeah, I just think like people saw that will to like want to get back and come back stronger. And ultimately like a company like On really liked that and I ended up going with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know you are absolutely tenacious. I remember seeing you at Raleigh Relays this year, and I don't think you'd had a ton of training. At least that's what I was hearing. And you went out there and you stuck your nose in there and you just battled to the end, which was, I think that's definitely, that really speaks to your career. So kind of jumping back career-wise, walk us through just kind of how you got into running and then where you started off for college running.
Yeah, I feel like my story is kind of fun because I wasn't like some stud in high school. In fact, like I started college as a walk-on, but I mean, to go all the way to the beginning, I got into running pretty young. I was like fifth grade, I think. And I was doing runs with like the middle school team, which I remember I thought was really cool before actually like joining myself. And then, yeah, sixth grade started like competitive running, I guess, and started with cross country. And the reason that I did cross country and track my first year was because I wanted to be a three sport athlete. Like I wanted to do fall, winter, spring sports. And I always played basketball in the winter. So yeah, from sixth grade up to my senior year of high school, I was cross country, basketball, outdoor track. And I really started to realize like my potential at the end of my senior year track season. Like I had already decided that I was going to go to, I started my collegiate career at Wofford College, and it's just a small liberal arts D1 school in South Carolina.
Spartanburg.
And I had already, yeah, Spartanburg. Yeah. Upstate.
Upstate, that's right.
They take that very seriously in South Carolina.
That they do.
No, seriously. I feel like there's even just a big difference between like the upstate and like the rest country of South Carolina.
Right.
But yeah, so I'd already decided that I was going to go there. And yeah, I was just going to walk on. And, you know, I just wanted to run in college. And I was thankful for that opportunity. But I started to like cut down on times a lot my senior year and started to realize like, wait, I can be like really good at this running thing. I think I took my mile time from like 5:18 down to like 5:02 that track season. And I was like state champion in the 1600 and 3200. And I was like just the momentum, like I was building momentum going into the summer. And then that's when I started like taking training really seriously. And like, I actually trained that summer. I never trained in summer in high school. I didn't even know that was a thing. And then I showed up to campus at Wofford my freshman year, and in my first 5K on the grass, I think my time was like 17:37. And I only remember that because I remember I almost ran 17:38. And I don't know if you guys understand the Fetty Wap reference, but I remember like being mad at myself that I didn't run a second slower just so I could say I ran 7:38.
Shout out Fetty Wap. Shout out Fetty Wap.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing these days, but
yeah, no, we don't either. But I will say with our podcast, we throw like on the tail end of these, you know, like a lot of the podcasts, we have like song, like outro and intro.
Yeah.
Fetty Wap will be the outro after this.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
And it'll need to love be that edited, but
that
yeah,
also fits my vibe.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Big into that type of music.
So Hannah, you obviously had a lot of success at Wofford. How did that you transition that? A lot of our listeners are obviously Raleigh people. How did you end up at NC State? We know they're kind of a powerhouse and certainly now, and you were part of kind of growing to where they are now, which is just what Lori's done with the program is crazy. But how did that kind of transition happen?
Yeah, I think I just kept improving my first few years at Wofford. And that is just something that when I originally signed there, like I just didn't really envision for myself, like getting to where I was and the level that I was at. And so I think I really started to think about it after my sophomore year, because I felt like I was getting to that point where I was not necessarily hitting a wall, but I was just kind of like, okay, if I keep training like kind of alone because I didn't really have training partners and keep doing what I'm doing. Like, I can only get so far. And I had realized at that point that I had big goals in the sport. And I knew that you obviously become better when there's people around you pushing you. And so I just got to the point where, like, I loved my situation at Wofford and I was very grateful for it, but I kind of exhausted my resources. And my coaches there were super understanding of that. Like, honestly, they were kind of like, I'm surprised you didn't do this. Like, we're thankful you didn't do this sooner. and yeah, they actually like helped point me in the direction of NC State because we all like had really good impressions of Coach Geiger and Coach Hennis just because we saw them at meets like Camel City and stuff. And they were always just super kind and just outgoing towards us. And I kind of wanted to stay kind of close to where I had been. So I didn't have to make a drastic move anyway. So it worked out pretty well. And I think like shortly after I decided I was going there is when I found out they were getting like that stud freshman class with like Caitlin and Marley and all those girls. And I was like, okay, like I'm coming in at a good time. And I was just like super, it worked out like almost, you know, nothing's like perfect, but as close to perfect as possible.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, obviously you have blossomed. I mean, you went next level up when you came to NC State. When you kind of think about your time there, what maybe one or two races or memories kind of stand out, you know, with obviously that talented group of girls you've been running with for the past 2 years, or what, 3 years, 2 years, three?
Two. Yeah.
Two, yeah.
Very fortunate to have 2 years there. Thanks, COVID. That was like silver lining. Yeah, I mean, obviously the national championship race, like that's just always going to be, super special and like on like the top of my list. I'm trying to think, I mean, honestly, both national meets were really cool because I feel like the one that was postponed, so they were technically both in 2021, but it was like 2020.
Yeah,
spring cross. And then like the ones this past November, because I finally just like understood basically like the reason that I transferred all came together those days. Yeah. It's like I realized like why I wanted to be like in a team environment. It's because like the championships in Stillwater, I just remember like hurting pretty bad. Like that course is tough, but seeing my teammates and being like, okay, I work out with them every day, like I can stay with them. And that ended up being like a really good day for all of us. And then, you know, obviously seeing everything pay off, working together when we won nationals, just a few months later. Basically like I just always had this dream of going to nationals and lining up with a team and, just to see like what that does for you is like, it gets you like championships. Those are two special ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Good answers. I think people from Raleigh will like that. It was cool watching you guys get second, and you had an amazing run that day. And then, yeah, like you're saying, months later, put it together, and the team won it all. I think we were proud of you guys. And you know, one thing, we asked Ellie Hennis about this last year when we had her on. There's so much talent on that team. Sometimes heads tend to butt, but you guys seem to get along and run really hard and push yourself. Like, how does that work? How do y'all get in that mindset and what makes it work? Because it doesn't always happen like that.
Yeah, I think that's something super special about the program at NC State. The team culture is like unmatched. And I've seen other places, like, yes, I didn't really have a training group at Wofford, but we had like a fun team dynamic and, but the one at NC State, like, was just like, you have so many talented girls, but no one's like, it's like big competition. So not like you're like going into practice thinking like, oh, I need to beat everyone. Like, it's actually like going in with that mindset of like, I'm working together to get better with these people. And, we all have our different strengths, like some people on the speed side, some people on the strength side, like tempos and stuff. And, that just like pushes other people to get better. And yeah, we just have fun with each other at the end of the day. Like every workout is fun. Every practice is fun. We hang out a lot outside of practice. And yeah, I feel like that's just something super unique is everything, even like the competition stuff is just fun.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about, Hannah, I know you've obviously are a very accomplished steepler, but, you know, talk about the decision not to run that this year. Is that kind of a long-term decision, or is that something you want to revisit, or yeah, talk to us on that.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to revisit it at some point. I feel like this year my body was just like not in the shape to do that. Coming off of injury, I didn't think it was worth it. And we're going to focus on getting stronger. I think that was the focus this year. And maybe, I mean, we'll just see. I need to, yeah, build some strength to be able to handle an event like that, especially coming off of injury, because it does like beat you down if you're not like strong enough for it. And, but yeah, I love the steeple, and it's getting more and more competitive, which I love in the USA. And I want to be able to be a part of that eventually again. But I also, I would love to be competitive and there with the flat stuff too. Like, I really want to run a fast 5K, like fast 5Ks, 10Ks, and even like 15s. Like, I just like to race. So yeah, this year was more of just like keeping myself healthy and getting stronger.
Gotcha.
Well, you're a pro now. So tell us about like, where do we go from here?
Yeah. Literally, where are you going from here?
Yeah. Obviously I would love to be at USA Champs right now, but like I said before, like technically could have done steeple, but yeah, just like not worth it, especially like, when I want to race a lot this summer and stuff. And also I just like haven't trained for the steeple this year. And then, yeah, just couldn't get a five, like kind of ran out of time to get a 5K time fast enough for it. But, I'm still going to do a couple races this summer. Got some sound running on the agenda in mid-July, and then I think Sir Walter, which would be really fun.
Hannah, we would like to have you there.
Yeah, yeah. So if you will have me, I think that is the plan.
We'll talk to Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Karen is the women's elite coordinator, and we always defer to him. So
we, okay, Sandy and I are too much energy. We're just like, Hannah, come on, let's do it. Grab your friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
The whole field.
I mean,
tonight.
Literally. Yeah. I just want to run. Like, I haven't run a mile in 3 years, so I want, like, hopefully I can PR now. And you know, yeah, I want to have fun, and it'll be a nice little, like, you know, see you later to Raleigh and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Ellie did last year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my summer schedule. But yeah, I am in the, like, figuring out all the logistics of everything, but through the summer, Coach Hennis will be my coach. And then, yeah, we'll figure out next steps from there. I think the plan is to move out to Flagstaff and live with Ellie again. She was my roommate at NC State. So yeah, I just got to find out who's going to coach me, and I'm having conversations with people about that right now. So it's exciting stuff. But yeah,
it's a brand new world out there.
I was gonna say, that's exciting. Well, I know we'll have people from all over the country listening, but for those who are from Raleigh specifically, I got to ask you this. If what is Hannah's ideal day in Raleigh, from where you're going to run to where you're going to get coffee, lunch and dinner, and night activity, give us the ideal day.
Okay. So I like a good run at Crabtree, starting at like Old Reedy Creek, that area. Love to do that run. I feel like it always goes by so fast. And then when you have company,
champions, baby. That's right.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's a good kind of hard, you just got to get through, they call it like conversation killer, like this like really steep hill. And then like, there's another one called like S Hill because it is shaped like an S, and it just goes on forever. You just got to get through those and then it's fine. But yeah, I love a good, like, solid run there. And then I would drive straight to Jubala for like coffee and brunch. Got to get a biscuit. They're like, I'm not even a biscuit girl, and I'm obsessed with
those. Are good biscuits.
They are.
Yeah. They're sweet. I don't know. Like, I need to, Ellie and I need to figure out their recipe or something, because they need that in Flagstaff. But yeah. And then honestly, like, I feel like I need a nap at some point, or at least just like a chill time. So then after that, go home, shower, nap a little bit. I don't know. I feel like I love like just hanging out with my roommates or my friends, and that'll be like watching TV or like, I don't know. We like to play Catan. I feel like we have like kind of mastered like the having fun, but also like recovering at the same time. So like having fun, but not really doing anything.
You're already a pro runner. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So yeah, I don't really know like what happens during the day, to be honest. It's just like whatever we feel like doing, but dinner, I love kava. Like that is my, I feel like, I don't know what's going to be harder to leave is like Jubala or kava. Cause I know that they don't have kava in Flagstaff either, but I absolutely like love that chain. I think it's so good.
I have a follow-up question here.
Yeah.
Because I have not figured out kava. Like I didn't figure out jasmine for a few years. I was getting the wrong stuff.
Oh, I also love jasmine.
And then, you know, like Annie Pierce took us there one day and Sandy kind of got me on the right track. I got the Ryan Hill order and like, I love jasmine. What is your order at kava? Because I feel like I've been misguided.
If you don't base it with Super Greens, are you going to kava?
Super Greens is like it's elite.
Yes.
And so you got to get the Super Greens and I like the brown rice, but saffron rice is also good too. I feel like I just switch up whatever looks good on the day, because honestly, I can't really tell you, like my toppings are just whatever sounds good on the day, but I always get pickled red onion and I've been super into olives lately. So I like ask them to like load up on the olives, but yeah, I always get the bowl, the Super Greens, the brown rice, chicken. Yeah, I said the pickled red onions and the olives, feta. I don't even know. It's the lemon herb tahini that's really good. That dressing is like super good. Oh, yeah. And then I get like hummus, tzatziki, and the crazy feta.
Ah, nice.
And then you always.
Write all this down. Yeah.
Yeah. And you always need to get the pita on the side because you got to dip because it's like so good.
So here's my question. Why did you not get it? Why did you not get an NIL deal with kava? Like, I feel like that was right for the taking.
Oh, I tried.
Oh, you did?
I tried. I tweeted at them and then I had my friends tweet. I had my friends like retweet and tweet at them too. Like Annie Pierce, shout out Annie again. She tweeted for me. She was like this girl was like, I don't even know. She said something like ACC steeple champion, like get her that sponsorship. And they did eventually DM me back. Cause I think I also DM them on Instagram. Like I really tried and they were like, we don't do that right now, but if we ever do, we'll let you know. And I was like, oh, it's going to be too late.
Who is your agent, Hannah?
Who's my agent?
Yeah.
Ray Flynn.
So we'll get Ray or Matt Sonnenfeld. Emily, be like, you need to make this happen. She's legit now.
Yeah. Emily Pritt has a way to snag some additional deals. You know, I mean, to compliment.
That's what I heard.
So you need to, I know y'all meet periodically. So you need to say, Emily, can whoever you know at kava, we need to get this. We need to get like a you know, year supply, right?
Let Hannah start the kava pipeline.
There we go.
No, seriously. First order of business. Bring it to Flagstaff. And then that would be a great partnership for sure of my dreams.
All right, what else we got? Is there anything else, Hannah, that you want to get out there into the world?
Will you be starting a coffee club podcast for women when you get to Flagstaff?
Oh,
good question. Maybe Ellie and I could start something. Ooh, there I
know, that's something
like, I mean, I feel like that would be pretty entertaining.
I think people will dig that, for sure.
And we're going to need something to do, like, in our downtime, you know?
Yep. That's a great
call. We might have to stir something up. But, I mean, honestly, I just feel like being someone that, like, just came back from, like, injury, I'd never really gone through anything like that before. And, you know, I know people have been through it a lot worse than I have, so I'm fortunate for that. But, I would just say, like, to anyone like listening that's like currently injured or something like that, just, you know, remember your goals and remember, like, I know, like, sitting on a bike and like cross training or, you know, doing anything like that, you know, when you can't run isn't the greatest. Like, I absolutely despise cross training, but at the end of the day, like, when you have goals in mind, like, you're going to do what it takes. And just remember that, you know, you're going to get to the other side eventually. Just like, it's all about the attitude and your mindset and what you can learn from it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, Hannah, we so appreciate you getting on. You obviously have put Raleigh on the map in a great way. We call you our own, and you have we're real proud. And congratulations again with On. And I know
you've
been a great leader for the community and also on the NC State team. And so just excited to see your success moving forward, getting healthy. And watching you rock it with On. So thanks for hopping
thank
on.
Thank you so much.
Hope to see you at Cardinal Givens later this month, but make sure you reach out to Jeff.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Reach out. I will be doing that like today.
Yeah, good.
But thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Anna.
All right.
17:30. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since your pretty ass soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her.